Hello and welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to boogie woogie pianist Huey Piano Smith, who was part of the colorful New Orleans music scene for decades. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Shelton Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Smith, who died on February 13th last year.
There was a good reason why Huey Smith's nickname was Piano. He played a mean New Orleans boogie-woogie style. Smith was part of the colorful New Orleans music scene for decades, leading bands, writing songs, and recording a few hits. Smith died February 13th in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He was 89. Smith taught himself how to play the piano as a child. He wrote his first song when he was 8 years old. He started playing in New Orleans black clubs when he was 15. He signed a record deal in 1957 and put together his own band, Huey Piano Smith and His Clowns. They recorded our song of the day, Rockin' Pneumonia and Boogie Woogie Flu, that same year. In his biography, he said he loved playing with words, using puns and slang. Walking Pneumonia and the Asian Flu were sweeping the U.S. when he wrote our song of the day. The song only peaked at number 52 on the Billboard Hot 100, but it would live on through other artists. Johnny Rivers had an international hit with it in 1973 when it reached number 6 on the Billboard Singles Chart. Don't You Just Know It did even better a year later when it reached number 9 on the chart. But his life was as much blues as it was boogie-woogie. He didn't receive the royalties he deserved through bad business deals and unscrupulous record companies. He wrote and recorded Sea Cruise in 1959, but his version wasn't released until 1971. Instead, his record company gave this song to white singer Frankie Ford. The song sold over 1 million copies and reached number 11 in the singles chart. He filed for bankruptcy twice. He moved to Baton Rouge in 1980, leaving the music business for good.
This is Kate again. Shelton also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can go to Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Shelton's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about jazz great Wayne Shorter, and share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.